In a case argued before the High Court yesterday, the attorney for convicted armed robber Vincent Grady told the justices too many judges are ignoring a state statute that requires them to consider a grid of possible sentences when they decide how long to send someone to prison for. Attorney Donna Hintz says Grady deserves a new sentencing hearing because the judge in his case sentenced him to 20 years in prison without ever mentioning the guidelines.
I want the court to direct the trial courts to make a record that they have considered the guidelines and to make a record that they have reached that point of the sentencing guidelines, which provides them with a sentencing range for their consideration in deciding what sentence to impose in an individual case.
Judges aren't required to stick to the guidelines, but Hintz says if they don't, the law says they have to explain why at the time of sentencing. Meanwhile, a longtime advocate for sentencing reform, UW Law School Dean Walter Dickey, says it's time to get rid of sentencing grids altogether.
The sooner we get past grids as a major component of sentence and get back to facts, law, and reasoning, the fairer and more wisely we're going to be sentencing people, and the fairer and more wisely we're going to be using public resources.
Dickey says the best way to get fairer sentences is to give judges more feedback about how their sentences have affected both public safety and the lives of the people they've sent to prison. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.